With us now in the Current State studio to tell us more about the 2013 World Dwarf Games are Len Sawish. He's from Lansing and is the co-founder of the Dwarf Athletic Association of America. Hi, Len.
Morning.
And the Australian team captain, Sam Millard, who we heard in the story. Hi, Sam. Welcome to the USA.
Good to be here.
Is it your first time in the States?
It is, yes.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
We hope it's a great experience. As we just heard, nearly 400 athletes from 17 countries will be competing in a total of 14 sports over the next week here in East Lansing. And this is where it all began almost 30 years ago. Len, these games are your brainchild, as I understand. Tell us how these games got started way back when.
I was in the mix.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to play basketball. And they were holding the World Disabled Games in 1984, and some folks came to me and in my living room right here in Lansing and said, can we get some athletes with dwarfism to compete? I'm going, geez, that's a tough one, because for most of us, by the time, you know, you can play peewee sports and kids sports, but by the time everybody else hits adolescence,
you're out of it.
Yeah. Your athletic career is over in high school. I said, but if we could have some competition in the U.S. that would just put dwarfs against dwarfs, then I could probably get some people together. And in the back of my mind, I said, I could play basketball, put a basketball team together. So we couldn't get anything together for the World Games, but in 85, when the Cerebral Palsy Les Ultras Games were on campus, they offered us that opportunity. We brought 30 folks in, and it was such a life-changing event. Before we left campus, we said, we've got to continue to do this. And that's when we formed the Dwarf Athletic Association.
And it took off from there, and it's been
less than 30 years.
Onward ever since.
It's amazing. Less than 30 years, this is the sixth World Dwarf Games. Just blows me away.
Quite a trajectory.
Yes.
Lansing's very own Camille Wardell Black became the first little person to win a gold medal at the Paralympics.
That's right.
What was her sport?
She was a swimmer, and an amazing swimmer. And what's happened for us is that for the U.S., we've really dominated international swimming.
Don't say that around an Australian, because swimming and tennis, I know, are the traditional heavyweight sports in Australia. I think Sam's taking that as a challenge.
Challenge accepted.
When did Australia start fielding a team?
Australia first participated in Northern Ireland in 2009, so that was the first time on the world stage. We've been playing sport, or short-statured sport, back home for probably the last 20 years, but it was pretty much just basketball. I think it first started when two of our members went across to the LPA and the Dwarf Athletics Association Games and participated there, then came back home and said, hey, we can do this too. So what Len's been able to do has definitely had an impact not only here but all around the world.
What percentage of the population are dwarves?
About 30,000 births, roughly.
Okay.
I mean, ultimately, who's a dwarf is a political decision. If you do it strictly by size, and you say 4'10 or under, 5 foot or under. When I was a kid, it was always 4'10. Well, guess what? Every generation gets a little bit taller, a little bit taller.
Yeah.
Now we're going, okay, 5 foot. If you're under 5 foot, we'll call you a dwarf.
Huh. Now, these are the sixth games. They're back here in East Lansing, the biggest ever. 17 countries represented, including, of course, Australia. Sam, you've got 33 athletes here all together. What do you consider your team's strengths?
I think our team strength is the team. We've been together for 18 months now training, so the team's pretty solid together, and we're all in this together. We're going to support each other at events, and I'd say that would be the case. As far as events go, we're definitely looking forward to the swimming, of course, as you mentioned earlier. We've got a few strong swimmers here. The basketball is exciting, and it's the first time that we're fielding a soccer team, so we're looking forward to that.
And it's just your second time at the World Games, right?
That's right,
okay.
Yeah.
Started in 2009. Len, what about the Americans? 204 athletes, the biggest representation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's right here in our backyard. How could you not come? For a lot of the folks coming, this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime activity,
yeah.
And they're not going to be able to do this, travel any other part of the world. So it's exciting to have it here. And if you could turn Sam's mic off for just a second. the U.S. delegation, quite frankly, lives in fear of Australia right now. Because they have been training for a good 18 months. They've been recruiting their team for 2 years. They're extremely focused, and they're frightening.
Dialed up, down, under. Holy cow, it sounds like it. Who's going to help your medal count here?
Our volume, 200 athletes. We're going to kick some Aussie butt.
By sheer numbers alone, you're going to dominate. Is that it? What about some of the other countries? Who else is well represented in this?
We've got the UK coming with, I believe, around 80 athletes.
Yeah, 84 athletes from the UK.
Yeah, so they did extremely well last time. Obviously, they had a larger contingent because it was only across the pond for them last time. But, they're extremely focused as well and been training hard. So.
Anybody coming for the first time?
Brazil will be coming in for the first
Brazil.
Time.
Brazil. There's a lot of serious athletes in Brazil.
Yeah, and they're the unknown. They're the wild card. We don't know any intelligence on what they're bringing and what they're going to be focused on. We're a little concerned about what they're going to do in soccer because the traditional powerhouses in soccer are the UK and the U.S.
We're talking with Len Sawish and Sam Millard of this weekend's or the next week's World Dwarf Games here in East Lansing, putting on your sports fan and spectator hats for a minute. What athlete or what rivalry are you most anxious to see over this next week? Sam?
I'm definitely looking forward to the soccer. In 2009, the Team GB and the US went to a penalty shootout. So that
GB, Great Britain.
Yes, that's okay. Correct. Yeah, they definitely played a hell of a game back then, and I'm looking forward to seeing the same again.
Len, what about you?
I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen in the pool. The U.S. has dominated the swimming for some time. The U.K. has been coming on, and the Australians look pretty tough. So I'm interested in that. I also like powerlifting. I just love seeing the dwarf athletes get up there and popping up three times their body weight. That's an exciting sport for me.
The Olympics have legends like Jesse Owens and Mary Lou Retton. There have been 5 dwarf games now, going back every 4 years to 93. Are there dwarf game legends over those 2 decades?
For me, having only gone in 2009, I can only speak from then, but we definitely created a few future legends back then. I think from an Australian point of view, we had Cullen Adams, who is a sprinter. He took out the 60-meter sprint, the 100-meter sprint, and just got pipped at the end of the 4x100 relay. So he did extremely well. And we also had Samantha Lilly taking out, I think, 5 gold in the pool. So, yeah.
Now, do you recall his time in the 100 meters? I'm just curious how long it takes to cover 100 meters for a little person.
I think it was roughly just under 15 seconds.
Okay, interesting.
I would have guessed a week. Well, for me,
Len,
you already
heard
this.
Yeah, you go back 20 years. What legends have you created?
I go back to the Chris Romano foul shot in 1986.
Tell us about it.
To beat those uppity folks from Los Angeles, came in with their great Lakers outfits on, and they were going to kick everybody around. And to watch them go down to the Detroit team was just an absolute delight. And then his son in Ireland did the same kind of a thing, where he won for the U.S. team on a last-second shot.
When and where will all these events be taking place, Len?
Well, each sport is at its own unique venue here on campus, and the schedule starts us off with track and field right after opening ceremonies, and we have swimming coming up on Sunday. Now, that's actually going to be in Mason, at the Mason Aquatic Center, because it's frankly a better pool than the MSU indoor pool, and it's designed for both international and national competition. One weighs yards, one weighs meters, so we're going to go down there for that. On Tuesday, it's my favorite sport. That's the day when most athletes kind of hit the wall, and so you don't do any formal competition. It's a recreation day. And I'm taking folks bass fishing at Lake Lansing. Got a little bass fishing tournament going on. That's going to be great fun.
Very nice. Do you have opening ceremonies? How does that unfold?
It's an international event. So, yes, we have opening ceremony, which will be tomorrow morning. And in the evening, we'll have an opening reception. We have a private VIP reception for our sponsors and supporters. We'll have a formal closing. And the closing ceremony is going to be great, and I want folks to know that there's no charge for the opening or closing ceremonies or any of the sporting events, so come on down and watch us. The basketball finals, which in the U.S. is our big sport, will be in Breslin Center on Saturday the 10th in the early afternoon, and as soon as the basketball games are over, we'll do our closing ceremony right there in Breslin Center. Mm. So that's going to be an absolute kick.
Sam, what's it like to have these many dwarves congregate? What's that like socially?
It's definitely different for us from Australia. I think when we all get together, there's maybe 100 of us tops, and so coming over here where there's 400 plus little people all wandering around, it's definitely
what's that like? Yeah,
it's a different feel, and we had a chat as a team before we left about the possibility that people may be overwhelmed with that. I think even when we went to Ireland, there was athletes that went to the opening reception and wanted to walk straight back out just because they had never experienced anything like that. And it's something that is a challenge for some people, but at the same time, it's fantastic. It's fantastic to walk into a room where no one's staring at you, no one's making comments. Everyone just immediately understands things that others don't. So that's a fantastic feeling.
What is the single most special thing about these games for you, Sam?
The single most special thing would be seeing people achieve things that they never thought possible.
Len, when you started all of this back in 85 in your living room here in Lansing, what was your vision? You couldn't have imagined this.
No. Didn't imagine this. Just wanted an opportunity for kids in the U.S. to experience sport beyond adolescence.
Okay.
And it's just amazing. I didn't imagine this either. I didn't imagine that this sporting opportunity would create so many employment opportunities. Now we have dwarf athletic trainers, we have professional dwarf coaches, we have folks, little people who are in sports media and sports administration. It was never even considered 30 years ago, mm-hmm. and that's an offspring of all the sports.
How long do you intend to compete, Sam? Have you thought about that?
No, I'm just thinking about the next week at the moment. We'll see how the body recovers, and I might be back in 4 years' time.
Do we know where is it like the Olympics? Do we know where the 2017 games are, like 10 years out or something like that?
We hope by the end of the week to see who's going to step forward with bids, so we don't know yet.
Bids by the end of the week. You've stepped up. This sounds like intense 18-month training regimen that you've embarked on.
Yeah, it has been pretty grueling, and it's something that we all made a lot of sacrifices to be here today.
Len, how do you think it's all turned out?
Well, it hasn't turned out yet, but I hope it turns out really well for the U.S. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. What matters is you have an opportunity to see where you fit. See where you rank with people like yourself. So I anticipate that everyone's going to have an excellent time, and even the losers are going to be winners.
Len Sawish is the co-founder of the Dwarf Athletic Association of America. Sam Millard is with the Australian Dwarf Athletic Team. The World Dwarf Games begin tomorrow, with the opening ceremonies at the Breslin Center continue throughout the Lansing area until August 10th. You can find a competition schedule and other information at 2013worlddwarfgames.org. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Thank you.